Drive time on RTE Radio 1 with Ulster Bank Business Achievers Awards. Get your business the recognition it deserves. Why not tell us your success story at businessachieversaward.com?
Now, a new report published today by the Higher Education Authority has found an unprecedented demand for student accommodation with a shortfall of 25,000 student bed places across the country. The HEA report reveals that colleges and private developers are planning to spend about $1.2 billion on building more student accommodation between now and 2024. But even with that level of investment, demand will continue to outstrip supply. Now, in a moment, I'll speak to Union of Students of Ireland President Kevin Donoghue. First, Drive Time's Della Kilroy has this report.
It was a struggle. Like, I only found it there in July. It's ridiculous. There's not enough accommodation at all for students. It was crazy.
I'm in UCD in Dublin, where thousands of first-year students are this week getting ready to begin the college year. Along with their course preparation, many have also been struggling to get a place to stay due to the current student accommodation crisis.
Well, I had nothing at the start of August, and me and my friends are looking together, but we couldn't find anything. So I had to live with people I didn't know in this house, and it's costing me €700 a month. It's so expensive, and it's really hard to even get your own room for for an affordable price. And my friend's still homeless, and she's nothing, and we're starting college on Monday. She'll literally have to live with some of us until she finds something, and it's just not affordable or practical. It's a massive crisis.
In a report released today, the Higher Education Authority found a shortfall of 25,000 student bed places across the country, with the problem most acute in Dublin, Cork and Galway. Marcus O'Halloran is head of UCD's student union.
Well, no, short of 25,000 rooms, it comes as no surprise, really. We forecasted the crisis back in June here. Students just can't afford to pay it, and if it's just a complete demand is so high and supply is so little, it's just impossible for students at the moment.
What are you hearing here from students in UCD as some of them start to go back this week?
A lot of what we're hearing is some of them don't even have the money to go out in the first week because they're paying such high rent. It's extortion. Students are paying up against €600-700 for a room plus bills every month, and it's almost impossible for students to have a life, never mind even come to college anymore. There's students in hostels, there's students in hotels, and there's students commuting about 2 or 3 hours a day. There's a lot of students coming up from Kilkenny and areas like that on buses and trains and tourists as well. It's a nightmare, really, and there's no quick solution for it either.
The HEA report notes that student accommodation is a revenue earner for colleges. What's being done here in UCD to support the growing student demands?
There's a structure in place here in UCD, all right, where campus development, it is progressing, but it's not progressing at a sustainable rate, and the rates are far too high for students. And it's forcing students out of the market. There's not enough accommodation here in UCD. We need 5,500, 6,000 beds here this year, not in 10 years' time. It's unacceptable, really. We need the government to incentivise colleges to build, and we need them to do it now, because the crisis next year is going to be far worse again.
In Galway, a 10% average rise in rent prices, along with the continued shortage of accommodation in the city, is meaning some students are being forced to defer the start of their academic year. President of the student union in NUIG is Phelim Kelly.
Currently, it's not good. We've been saying this now for I don't know how many years, but it's just getting progressively worse and worse, and we're not getting any more support in terms of, grants or and the fees are gone up as well. And now the rent is continually increasing, as well as the availability of accommodation decreasing. And it just makes it very hard for students to actually get to a place where they can go to college now. We have some situations where students in second and third year or above who are coming to us asking what's the official process to defer a year. If they can't find accommodation, then obviously they're not going to be able to go to university. It really is that simple. There's only one way to fix this problem, and that is to build more purpose-built student accommodation for students that are fit to study. And we need them now, but we need it in the long term as well.
Meanwhile, and back with students in UCD, they told me about their experiences trying to secure a place to stay before their courses begin.
I think anyone who had their accommodation sorted knew they had a place in Dublin before, maybe mid-July, were fine. But since then, it's definitely increased a lot. The amount of friends I have who are maybe staying on couches or staying in hostels, even for myself this week now. We can't move in because there was summer tenants, so we won't move in until next week, and we were just staying in a hostel in the city. For me, in particular, we had the option to go on campus, but it was about £7,000-£7,500 for some of the more higher-end, whereas to go as far as maybe Cavantilly, where we were, it's only £4,000, so the price increase is dramatic if you are willing to go outside the city. And I think people are willing to commuting from maybe the outer regions.
It was very tough. Like, we started on rent.ie and all these, and there wasn't a whole pile there, and we were just pure luck now. But like, a lot of landlords won't take students, especially if you tell them your course, it has to be a real goody course. And then other problems as well is, like, you can only get a 12-month lease, like, and you're paying for the summer months when you're actually not going to be living there.
It was such a struggle in Dublin to find accommodation, because all the ads, nobody even replied to me once I sent the emails. Yeah, it's a struggle to find.
I mean, I'm staying with a family right now. Ridiculous how expensive it is. I found a few rooms, but again, you're like eight people in a room and you have to pay 600 euros per month. Even the family I'm staying with, it's about 800 euros per month. Living with a family, it's not even like... I mean, I can't do whatever I want either, so it's quite difficult.
What about yourself?
Well, I commute up and down from Westmead every day, so it's not too bad. Like, it's just too expensive. Like, the bus is 45 euro for the week, so I get up at 10 to 6 every morning, get the bus at 6:30. Drops me to the UCD, so it's all right. Like.
And what are the prices looking like then?
For houses, oh yeah, you'd be looking at 120 euro with no bills, like, you know. A week, like, and you just wouldn't get that. Like, students, where are we going to get the money for that? Like, unless you get a grant, I'm sure I don't get that, sir, so...
Della Kilroy was reporting for us there, and we'll hear from students from Cork a little later on in the programme. But I'm joined now by the president of the Union of Students of Ireland, Kevin Donoghue, who's here with me. Kevin, what are you hearing from students? Does it mirror what Della was hearing there? They're in a crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the story across the country, particularly in the likes of Cork, Dublin and Galway. That's where the real focus point is for this particular difficulty. Students aren't able to find accommodation, and if they are able to find accommodation, they're quite often not able to afford it, because they're competing with people they wouldn't have competed with in the past in terms of young families or working professionals or whatever.
So you have two things to look at, don't you? You have the immediate problem of trying to find accommodation for students this year, and then a longer term solution so that we don't go back to this again and again every year when the new term starts. So the immediate solution, what are your proposals?
We've been promoting the rent-a-room relief scheme. So it's through the Digs Accommodation, homes.usi.ie. So we're partnering homeowners with spare rooms in their houses with students who are looking for accommodation. It has been quite successful. We've seen hundreds of homes come through there, and they go up and down as they're taken up.
And this is where people can get up to 12,000 tax-free.
Yeah, so that's part of the rent-a-room relief scheme. So you can, if you rent a room in your house, it's up to 12,000. It provides quality and affordable accommodation for students in, you know, in people's homes. So the accommodation is usually quite sound, and people are happy with that. But we are seeing that it's becoming very, very popular, both amongst homeowners who have spare rooms in their houses, and that it can help with bills and things like that. But with students as well, they're coming back to it.
That won't be enough, though, will it?
No, we can't. And the report from the HEA, you can't take any one particular aspect out of it and say that that's what's going to fix the student accommodation issue. The rent room relief scheme will have to be promoted for at least the next 4 or 5 years on a consistent basis. And the number of homes being offered each year through the rent room relief scheme will have to increase. But in addition to that, the other areas will have to be addressed as well.
What about the landlords? Do they step up, or do they just see more money all of the time? And some of them, then, they just don't want students, with good reason in some cases.
Yeah, so it's the landlord's market there, in terms of they can pick and choose who it is they want. And, you know, they are increasingly going for people who can take 12-month leases, who can afford to pay more. You're certainly not seeing a large number of landlords offering, you know, they could offer the room at whatever rate they wanted, but you'll see that the rent is going up a lot, and it's becoming increasingly unaffordable, to the point where you're charging kind of outrageous prices for things like single rooms for 800 euro a month and things like that, which
All
is
right.
quite high.
Kevin, we leave it there. Kevin Donoghue, the Union of Students in Ireland.